Okay, let's look at the case that was actually struck down. What did the Supreme Court rule specifically here?
It ruled that the attorney who was representing the worker, because of the fee caps, was only making $1.53 an hour for his work. And it found that that was unreasonable and that it was actually limiting workers' ability to hire lawyers to represent them because lawyers will not work for $1.53 an hour. Who will?
Right. So the theory is that now that the cap has been struck down, more lawyers will get involved, more workers will win workers' comp cases, insurance companies will have to pay out more in claims, therefore they're going to jack up the premiums that they're going to be charging your employers.
Yes, it's going to be more expensive for insurance companies for a variety of reasons, and they want to recover those expenses by lifting their premiums. They figure that across the state, that's a $623 million hit to business. But at the same time, Jacksonville labor attorney Ted Dolligal says that really business has had its way for a long time in this system, and it creates a more fair environment for the workers.
And I think really what the court was doing in the recent decision was it said that the pendulum had swung so far to benefit employers that the system no longer worked. Injured employees, if there was any dispute about whether or not they should be compensated, injured employees had no realistic alternative because no attorney could possibly afford to represent these people.
And he says that for years, the workers' comp rates had been dropping in Florida.
Yeah, it'll be a shock to some employers. But really, I think it's the result of overreaching by the business lobbies. And I think that the legislature needs to do a good job in trying to balance both sets of interests.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure this decision has many people in Tallahassee very busy right now, John.
It does. It does indeed. This will be a huge issue in the legislature when it meets again early next year. And you can be sure that the business lobbyists, the people with the Florida Chamber, Associated Industry of Florida, those folks are very busy right now writing proposals for the legislature to consider, with the goal of keeping this increase in the premiums as low as possible.
WJCT business analyst John Burr spoke with labor attorney Tad Dolligal. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.